mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just as the kings of old would build monuments, ziggurats, symbols of power, pyramids for their empires, Acropolis, the globalists of today build modern buildings openly as temples to their power. And that's even, again, in the Associated Press a month and a half ago. They're really throwing it in our face now. A caller just brought that up. Into the third hour, a ton of news coming up in this hour and your calls. Let's get some more of these calls out of the way. David in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, Alex, I have 3 points. One of them is, start with, did you get the pictures that I sent to you? They received it at your office the 13th in reference to the seatbelt checkpoints here in Delaware.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the other
issue, which is a federal initiative to federalize the roads, has nothing to do with seatbelts.
That's right. Exactly. Another thing is, if we put God in at first, if we are determined to do what's right in life, we can defeat anybody. Back in 84, I was with the American Party headquarters. We were raided in Delaware. Alan Stang played a recording that what happened in Delaware was not in Moscow, but it was in Delaware, the raid. And also, I have library. Right now, I'm getting ready to go for my fourth library. I have your videos, text bars, and the Power Hour that will be in all three or four libraries.
And if everybody did what you do, are doing right now, it'd wake up tens of thousands more. It's so important. Paul Watson?
Well, on the checkpoints issue, there's an article out today, which is on prisonplanet.com, where the main civil liberties union is complaining about checkpoints in Portland, in a place called Old Town. The Border Patrol argued that the law gives them the right to set up checkpoints anytime within 100 miles of the border. And the Civil Liberties Union are complaining that they're stopping regular Americans violating the Fourth Amendment. The fact is that using the border as a justification falls flat on its face when the Border Patrol were ordered not to arrest illegals during the Minutemen vigil patrol. So they will use those kind of laws to say we're just protecting the border, when in fact they go 100 miles into the state and stop regular Americans.
Well, I'm about 150 miles or more from the border where I sit. We have Border Patrol driving around here pulling over black people. I mean, I know folks, white people, Hispanics, you name it. But again, they give them jobs that burn up all their energy and their time instead of being on the border. Or I'll tell them where to find the illegal aliens, raid Walmart. Anything else, caller?
Yes, sir, Alex. You mentioned when I spoke to you before, are those pictures going to be put on the website like you said they were?
Yeah, we'll try to. We're literally overwhelmed, but we're trying, sir.
Yes, sir. That was in the Harrington, Delaware.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call and what you're doing. Up next here is Jamie in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, Mr. Alex.
Hi.
How you doing, Paul?
Paul's doing good. What's on your mind?
I was at the library yesterday, and I read off some. I was on Infowars.com, and it says right here, leading Egyptian government daily at Al-Khabar. Al-Khazari is an American agent.
Yeah, and which we've always known, but we're going to talk about that after the break, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing, I was on there yesterday, and it has this little thing. If you're tired of the government, and if you want real money, click on this, and I try to click on it, and it didn't do nothing.
Well, that might just be something in the browser at the library.
At the library? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Glad you're visiting on the websites. We'll be right back after this quick break. Take a few more calls, then get into the news, then back into your calls with our guest riding shotgun with us every 2 weeks, Paul Joseph Watson. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out today. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know that for a lot of you, your defense mechanisms kick in. You don't want to believe what we're facing as a society, as a species, but really, if you know human history, it's a repeat of everything we've seen over and over again. Tyranny is the norm. Liberty and human dignity and freedom is the incredibly rare jewel, the finest and most precious of commodities. And we are entering a very decadent, dangerous, corrupt society. You know, with decadence comes corruption and comes enslavement. Only an upright moral society will stand up against evil. History has shown that. We are a very soft, decadent, deluded society, and it's time to say no to it. We're going to take one more call and get into news with Paul Watson. Cheryl in Ohio, you're on the air, Cheryl.
Yes, you had mentioned in the beginning of your program about farming out body parts and bodies.
Yes.
Okay. Cleveland Science Center, they have a gig going on. It's called Body Works. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, it's a doctor who comes from Europe. And you can donate your body after you die. And so on display, they have human bodies all the way down to the muscle. The insides are gone. And you get the rest of the picture. They have
that's medical research. And my grandfather gave his body to science. His mother gave her body to science. My great-grandmother gave her body to science. That's a very admirable thing they did. The problem is the bodies are not treated with respect in many cases as they're supposed to.
These are not. And anybody who, if this tours in Texas, I would challenge you to go and see it and see the how diabolical it really is.
Well, yeah, I don't think they should be selling tickets to it. That should only be people who've taken a Hippocratic oath, which they don't even give anymore, and sworn to respect the bodies. And it'll get your respect real quick. I've talked to a lot of doctors. When they open one of those cases up in formaldehyde and let you know how transitory life is, and you start, articulating a dead body, that's been already been dissected.
Check out the Cleveland Science Center website and see what's going on there. I forget doctor's name, but he looks pretty diabolical in of himself.
Well, Cheryl, what we brought up was the American Medical Association and others pushing to take our organs without asking, and that's a big problem. It's our property.
Don't be a donor. Don't sign the donor.
No, they're talking about just taking it, period.
Well, when you die, then, you know, I look at it like this. They can do something to our bodies, but they can't take our souls.
That's right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Well, they can take our souls. They traffic in the souls of men if we let them. Watching shows like 24 and rooting for Kiefer Sutherland as he tortures people to death. You're simulating being a serial killer. Oh, but it's for good reasons. You're bathing yourself in the deepest, darkest perversions. Listening to Rush Limbaugh and rooting and cheering the torture, again, takes your soul. Paul Watson?
Well, it's interesting with the 24 thing, because I think they received a lot of criticism and kind of changed the plot line.
Oh, I know they have. They even got mainstream criticism. Go ahead.
Because the one I watched a few weeks ago, they needed to get information out of a Chinese guy. They didn't torture him. He asked them to give him medical assistance, so they were giving him something and he would spill the beans. So I think they've changed it to some extent. The thing she was talking about was basically a freak show. It received major attention in Britain 2 years ago. The guy got the nickname Dr. Death.
You're talking about that guy from one of the Nordic companies, who's Germany?
Germany, yeah.
Yeah, he's parade. Oh, that's disgusting. She's right. They got dead horses, dead cows, vivisected humans. Oh, no, that's totally disrespectful, totally degenerate, and it really is obscene and should be illegal. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they were selling tickets for it. They had prime time shows on Channel 4 in Britain.
Yeah, by the way, those people gave their bodies believing it was for science, and that slime bag got them. And that's fraud.
Well, that was
imagine
cool.
Going to one of these things and seeing your dead grandmother who thought she was helping people.
Yeah, there were calls to arrest the guy at one point, but he got away with it and made a lot of money in the process.
That's right, and then he had a big showing in London.
Yeah.
I thought it was some U.S. medical center doing it as a teaching guide. Okay, I didn't know it was that same guy. Oh, God. I've seen the photos of this. Well, you know, I was doing searches on Arnold, and, just for the film, and I only put one shot of this in the film, but him at a distance. I didn't want to actually show a close-up. And Arnold was visiting in Germany, one of his favorite Austrian artists, and the guy's thing is dead babies with Nazis standing around it. These are artists, but it's real dead bodies of children. And a very satanic. It's palpably evil, Paul.
It always is. The Channel 4 show where the artists are eating babies and fetuses. That was certainly very unsavory.
Yeah, I actually have that. And I didn't put much of it in. I just put a news article about it in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I didn't put the actual baby gobbling in there.
Certainly, though, with Schwarzenegger. I've seen pictures of him, which we probably couldn't even put on the website. They're that graphic.
Yep, Christian conservative, as usual. Don't talk about Arnold. You're an evil liberal, Paul, okay? All right, we'll talk to Cheryl. We'll take some calls later in about 15, 20 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you want to talk about, 800-259-9231. Paul, we talked about Lord Limbaugh and torture, the latest plumbing of the depths. You wanted to get into the latest Downing Street stuff. Go ahead and hit it.
Yeah, Limbaugh has on his website a transcript posted of his comments regarding the Downing Street memo yesterday. And, of course, he refused to even talk about it until these questions about one of the documents being a potential hoax surfaced. Now, to make it clear, although the headlines are full of words...
By the way, we're on record predicting this would happen because they're ignoring all the other real documents and focusing on Downing Street. Red flags, baby. Sorry, go ahead.
I had the light bulb go off in my head when I watched a video about the Diana murder last Thursday, and they were talking about, as Shayla did yesterday, how the CIA and MI5 produced fake documents and tried to sell them to Mohammed Al-Fayed, saying that the CIA and MI5 were involved in the Diana murder. Classic straw man bait and switch. With the Downing Street memo, the headlines are full of words like possible hoax, forgery, when the details are actually somewhat different. The British government has already admitted that the memo is real. But the journalist who broke the story photocopied one of the original documents because the original was government property, so he had to hand it back. So because this is a photocopy...
So now a photocopy is fake.
Yeah, I saw one website that makes the point that the Bible has been hand-copied over and over again. Does that mean the Bible is a hoax?
But again, it's just some little minor thing to perseverate on and distract people.
Yeah, because the media totally ignored the story, especially the neocon media, until this photocopy issue came out, and then they all ravenously jumped on it.
Have we found who floated it first?
Yeah, because they knew they could spin it.
No, but what publication floated it that it was a photocopy first?
It was a right-wing blog.
Which is actually an ultra crony capital socialist bootlicker.
So, at that point, the media jumped on it, because they knew they could spin it enough, for the average person out there who never looks beneath the surface to think it was all a hoax, despite the fact that, as you said, it's just one of many different memos that have
been Tim Downing Street admits it's real. They all admit these documents are real. I mean, it's meetings with Condi Rice and others.
Yeah, it's direct communications to Blair as well from his advisors. So Rush Limbaugh's Truth Detector article says that Rush didn't talk about the Downing Street memo because, quote, it didn't interest him. But, of course, now he's spinning it full throttle. And he says that the name Michael Smith, who was the British journalist who wrote the original London Times article, brought back some distant, foggy memory of a Michael Smith being involved in the Rathergate CBS fake document story. Because, of course, Michael Smith is a very unusual name, and it would stick out like a sore thumb. And Limbaugh admits he hasn't even looked into it. He just remembers Michael Smith being linked with the CBS.
No, he knows exactly what he's doing.
And he goes on to say, quote, the original memos don't say anything. They don't prove anything other than the Brits were concerned about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq themselves, which, of course, is a total lie.
We've got the memos. They say there's nothing there, but we've got it'll be illegal if we don't manufacture this.
Yeah, the memo is a direct communication to Blair from his advisors saying the intelligence was being fixed around the case for war and that they'd already decided on going to war. And others, like Condoleezza Rice saying the same thing, were released. So we have this double think of, A, the memos are old news, we knew all along that they wanted to go to war, and B, that the memos aren't news at all and don't mean anything. Now, even at a third level, triple think, where Limbaugh says it's all a paranoid left-wing conspiracy. Now, forget the memos. We've got Bush's own biographer, Mickey Herskowitz, before they replaced him with someone who would willingly portray Bush in this adulatory light, saying Bush wanted to be a war president and invade in 1999. And the quote is, quote, one of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander-in-chief.
But notice, the media isn't going to ever focus on that. They're not going to focus on Niger manufactured documents or 12-year-old graduate student documents used as the latest intel. They're going to ignore all that stuff that's totally damning, the PNAC documents, and they're going to perseverate on a photocopy.
Exactly, when in this quote Bush says, if I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. And we've been talking about the PNAC documents for years, and Limbaugh ends by, as I said earlier, equating those blowing the whistle on this memo to anti-Semites because of the Ray McGovern quote that Israel was one of the reasons for going to war in Iraq.
But their own documents say that.
Multiple times over, yeah.
Well, that's quadruple think, then. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Paul, what's some of the other items you want to cover? I got a few here I want to get to.
Nothing really in particular. I did want to mention the Owl's Archway thing. Richard Kohler mentioned earlier. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we also have Porter Goss, who we know was in on 9/11. We cover that in the films on the websites. Now saying he knows where Bin Laden is. Why don't you comment on that?
Well, yeah. Every week, basically, we have different officials coming out and saying they either know where he is or that he's dead. President Musharraf of Pakistan has been saying that he's been dead for about 3 years. And then we have.
And that's the intel we've got from the White House, part of a deal with the family. They handed him over. He's on ice in case they ever want to roll him out. He died of kidney failure. Maybe even before 9/11, but go ahead.
So occasionally, the government needs people to reinforce the myth of this shadowy figure that's still waiting out there to get us. And we've had the articles time and time again where they were this close to getting bin Laden, and time and time again, miraculously, he escaped. So it only makes sense that they'd bring the boogeyman back to the public's attention at occasional intervals, and with things like these videotapes. The interesting thing about the videotapes is that they've probably produced more of them than those that have been shown, because Al Jazeera said that they had hours and hours of bin Laden videotapes which were received.
But also, the U.S. government got caught releasing videos that they admitted were old videos. Others looked at videos the government released that turned out to be a fat guy in the dark. Voice prints didn't even match. So we have all of that. And then now with Al-Zawahiri, he's been killed four times, captured five times, injured dozens of times. But now the Egyptians are going, one of their biggest papers is saying, this boy works for the Central Intelligence.
And the big Iranian papers say the same thing. Very good reasons for doing so. One explanation is that what his group and the U.S. government have in common is that they want to prevent an Iraqi Shia base from assuming power, which is why all the prominent Iraqi Shia leaders were assassinated shortly after Bush declared mission accomplished.
And it's always blamed on al-Qaeda.
Yeah, so you've got that. And then you've got the basic explanation that they want to keep the chaos ongoing.
We have al-Qaeda trying to kill Gaddafi for the U.S. government in 96, 97. We have them attacking the Serbs 2 years later. They're just always doing their job for their bosses.
Yeah, and it gives the U.S. the reason to stay in there. Scott Ritter came out yesterday and said that these same groups linked to al-Zarqawi were carrying out bombings in Iran to try and destabilize that government so the U.S. could then go in and invade.
Yeah, that's what the Iranians are saying. Boy, they just always... I mean, and people don't even look at the motives. We have the U.S. government admitting they kicked Mossadegh out in 53, a pro-America guy that wore a suit and tie, who had kicked the Russians out, and they went and staged bombings and blamed it on him. They never stopped, Paul.
Well, something they did stop doing is these beheading videos, which we've seen very little of in the past few months, probably because they got caught staging half of them. I mean, you had a guy in San Francisco who created a low-budget beheading video, staged it, sent it out to the media. They picked up on it straight away, reported it as a real story with no investigation.
We have anti-U.S. aid workers married to Iraqis living there 15 years. It said blonde-haired men came and grabbed her. Then they blow her head off, and al-Qaeda did it.
Exactly, and a lot of the people that get kidnapped, as I mentioned last time I was on the show, like those Japanese journalists who were investigating DU, are investigating very sensitive issues in Iraq, like the journalists who keep getting killed. Mario Dana, the Palestinian journalist working for Reuters, uncovered, according to his brother, mass graves of U.S. troops. He was gunned down right outside Abu Ghraib, I believe. So,
well, our government covered up. What was it? 5,000 dead U.S. troops from the first 4 years of the undeclared war in Vietnam. That's now admitted, folks. We know they're covering up massive deaths this time too.
Well, they won't let us see the coffin photographs either, and then we get whistleblowers coming out and saying that they are taking the bodies to secure military locations in places like Cyprus away from the public glare. So it's the intentions there, the motives there, and that's what they're doing.
Tell folks specifically what the Egyptians, who by the way are our allies, are saying right now about Mr. Zawahiri.
They're saying the same thing that the Iranians are saying, that the U.S. are aiding him in his bombings and assassinations to prevent a Shia power base.
But that's a motive and evidence. We shouldn't follow that. We should just emotionally talk about Iraq like we're experts, and we can't even find it on a map, Paul.
Exactly. There's an al-Zarqawi archive. You get a look on data pages down the left-hand side of prisonplanet.com where all this evidence is.
It's ridiculous. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? I want to get into the thumb scanners. They're going into buy and sell now everywhere. And we also have some other little articles here about the Mexican drug commandos who work for the U.S. government out killing innocent feds and others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Defending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Look around you. All this criminal government is doing, and nothing to do with George Bush, he's a puppet, is dismantling this nation. Meanwhile, you're arguing about the evil liberals and versus the wonderful Republicans, or the evil Republicans versus the wonderful liberals. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton's a surrogate member of the family and Barbara's son. And the policies are identical. Time to wake up. Don and Kim and Scott and Nathan will take your calls coming up here in a few minutes. I got some other news I want to hit. Forget credit cards or checks. Pay with your fingerprint. This is out of Missouri. Mexican drug commandos expand ops in 6 U.S. states. Trust in U.S. representatives down to 17%. And a lot more coming up. But here for the next 3 or 4 minutes, we are honored. Haven't had her on in a few weeks. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America Black Berkey System. They also sell the excellent British Berkey System. And, Debbie, it's good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. I'm glad to be on. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, I was on Wrench.com this morning getting ready for my show, and I saw a direct link to the FDA's own website on water.
Uh-huh.
And I meant to tell my webmaster to link to it and put a link over to BigBerkey.com because it's just amazing. I spent like 20 minutes and actually got behind this morning looking at what they allow in the water. The level of pesticides, the level of herbicides, the level of bacteria. I want to scare people. It's true. I want people to buy these high-quality filters. I want people to stop drinking this poison. I know I wouldn't drink it or give it to my family.
Oh, I know. And Berkey water is about the best water you can really get. And it's very, very affordable, Alex. And that's one reason that I like working for the company is because I really feel like we're providing a product that people can afford and that they can rely on trust in, you know?
Absolutely.
And they get to talk to me. No.
Absolutely. Give folks the website where they can go and check out the filters.
Okay. It's www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com.
Or they can link through on InfoWars.com or get it right off our shopping cart. You got little water bottles that just make the water safe. You got big filters that cut everything out, even the fluoride. You've got preparedness videos, preparedness CDs. You've got potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event. It's just an insurance policy. The stuff they're giving to the firemen and military and police, but they don't give you. You've got so much really neat stuff made right here in America on your website, and if folks call you.
That's right, and we also have the new products available now that we are just starting to introduce to the public. We have the new stainless steel units in several different sizes, and they do come with the Black Berkey purification elements now. So be sure to click on to the new product, and they can call in to me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. And if I'm not there, especially in the next 2 days, just leave a message. And leave your number 2 times so I can be sure to call you back. And if you want to let me know how late it's okay to call, then I'll call in the evenings also. We've been getting lots of response to our new product. So,
Are you going to be out of town?
Actually, I'm going to be in and out for the next 2 days. My ex-mother-in-law and ex-sister-in-law are visiting me, and I'm going to take them to Oklahoma to visit. But I'm only going to be gone like a few hours here and there. So, Judy will be there also taking messages.
Yeah, so you've got folks there at the office.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have people there to take their calls. And, of course, we just love to be able to talk with everyone and hear and make sure that their water needs are taken care of, you know, to the best. So
basically, you've got the beautiful stainless steel bodies with the improved Black Berkey elements.
We do, and they come in several different sizes now.
Are you still offering that crazy deal where the 3-gallon stainless steel with the white elements?
Yes, we are, and it's $225.
Folks, for those that don't know, a 2-gallon unit at the camping supply store of a knockoff Indian brand that's a piece of junk is $300. Okay, 220 what?
$225 for the 3-gallon, 2-imperial filter system. It's a really great deal.
I bought an Imperial 5 years ago. I've got 2 other units. I bought now, 6 or 7 different units. And you guys just do a great job, and it's a gift I like to give to friends and family. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And you also make our shortwave outreach possible. They're our one big sponsor for that, 888-803-4438. Debbie, Godspeed, and drive safe when you're going to Oklahoma.
Oh, thank you very much. Take care.
Bye, Debbie. Okay, BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com, or simply call toll-free 888-803-4438. Paul, I meant to call you this morning. I need to call my InfoWars webmaster, Ryan Slickeisen, too. On rents, about 5 big blocks down, he's got just a link to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. I spent like 20 minutes on that this morning. I did get behind because of it. I mean, I knew there was bad stuff in the water, but this is what they admit is, quote, acceptable. They don't call it safe, but acceptable levels. Hundreds of things in the water supply. So, Paul, do me a favor, link to that, too, and put a little banner or link up to the Berkeys for me.
Okay, will do.
How's your water over in England? Is it as luscious as ours?
Well, you remember the story about there was a brand of bottled water which was owned by the Coca-Cola company. Turned out it was jam-packed with cancerous carcinogens, The point is, they were getting that water from local estuaries and not even treating it at all. So that was going into the tap water as well. So it gives you an example of, I mean, I fell down on that. I need to know if they're shipped to the UK, because I used to have a small water filter. I haven't got any now. So it's something I need.
Well, they also carry the British Berkey. You can buy it right there from the source.
Yeah,
and again, to be clear, New Millennium Concepts and the American Berkey, they started out over a decade ago. They're the big national D distributor for British Berkfeld. They still carry those with the white elements. The Queen commissioned it 100 and something years ago, and it's just been upgraded over and over again. And it's what all the, you know, Red Cross and others use when they're in Africa. That's a great system. You know, it really cuts it out. It's a lot better than the Indian or Chinese knockoffs. You can still buy those from New Millennium. But then they, after like 5 years of research, and they have university studies they'll send you, made the black Berkey. And that's a big, fat black element. It weighs like twice as much more than the white elements. And it's just amazing, Paul. And, yeah.
Well, again, every week I see articles about how they're trying to introduce sodium fluoride into the water in areas of England as well. Which is, I mean, you can't get away from it. The fluoride-free toothpaste has to be specially imported. They don't even sell it in England. You have to pay about four times the amount for it, which shows you how much they're trying to force this on us.
Hey, that's an idea, Paul. You ought to get with some investors and come out with a British-made toothpaste.
I've got quite a lot of other things to do.
No, I know, but I mean, these are ideas. Well, no, that's a good thing to give people. I buy that Tom's of Maine non-fluoride.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I get, but it cost me about, you know, the equivalent of $10 for a
little.
But
here's the deal. With 70%+ of Americans trying to buy organic now, suddenly all over even the mainstream grocery stores, organic, 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 just by demanding it, we're taking things back.
Well, I mean, that is one good thing about England. You can get organic food everywhere, and you can get a lot of grass-fed meat, cattle, so it's in that sense.
Think of that. That kind of sounds Al-Qaeda-ish. Grass-fed cows.
Yeah.
Who would ever thought? I mean, you got to special get that, you know, instead of rotten meat-fed cows.
Exactly. They have to put it on the label. Well, it's a good selling point now because so many people want it.
But is it connected to Al-Qaeda, these rumors about not feeding cows rotten meat?
It could be. I mean, was the mad cow outbreak in 2001 just a big conspiracy theory? Was Al-Qaeda behind it? Well, no, the British government was behind it.
Well, they wouldn't lie to us, Paul. Government lie? Man, are you Bin Laden? Maybe you're Bin Laden. All right, I'll quit being stupid. KSDK-TV news channel out of Arnold, Missouri. Forget credit cards or checks. Pay with your fingerprint. They're the first in Missouri to have it. That's not true. A convenience store in Arnold has a new way for customers to pay by scanning their fingerprints. With this new system, customers won't need to carry a check, debit card, or even cash. All they need is their finger and a code. Philip 66 Express Mart of Richardson in Arnold chose BioPay to get their consumers and customers in and out of the door fast. To enroll, customers need a driver's license, a blank check, and a 10-digit code. Again, they'll also then enroll what you're buying in a database, which could be your phone number. Customer Mary Henning said, I think it's a great idea. It's simple, easy. You just walk in. Don't need to mess with your checkbooks. Just put your finger on this, make your purchase, and it comes out of my checkbook. Retailers also like it because they have to pay a lot less for transaction fees. See how they're doing that? Express Smart Assistant Manager Kevin Wartig. See, they're going to jack because of identity fraud, which they caused, the companies, by selling data packages. That's where most of this happens, is them selling your data. Now, you might pay 5, 6% if you don't thumb scan, but if you do thumb scan, it may be free ball incentives.
It's so convenient. The problem with it is, the system is going to eventually ape the Trusted Traveler Cat 2 security grading for flying on airlines.
Well, they've said that.
Yeah, whereby you're graded at a certain color level according to your threat, which of course means your obedience.
By the way, I saw a 45-year-old man yesterday be ID'd for a lighter. He wasn't even buying cigarettes at Tiger Mart. He was buying a lighter. And the lady said, ID, please. He said, excuse me? She goes, oh, we ask for that now for all matches. See, and I've talked to employees at Diamond Shamrock. They say they've been told soon everything will be carded. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then, you know, MasterCard get caught, what was it, 40 million people's data hacked, and we're supposed to trust these companies. And, I mean, the problem with it is that not only will you be ordered, not if you're allowed to buy. If you've got a security grading which is red, the government doesn't approve of your
Paul, I've seen
purchase.
Their plans. How many years ago did I describe the Christian family goes in to buy food and the you know, the clerk's behind armored glass and he hits a button because the face scan shows they're a security threat?
Exactly, and it also...
Look, folks, I'm going to tell you, they're going to have a terrorist group that blows stuff up who's against microchipping. You watch. I guarantee within 10 to 15 years this will be happening if we don't stop them. Sorry, go ahead.
And with the databases that they will expand on this, it will lead to more invasive advertising, that kind of stuff. Now they've got it down to the level of neuro-advertising. So
they swipe the guy's card to get the lighter, the middle-aged man. They swiped his card to do it, and see, they just got his data without paying for it. I mean, almost every store I go to, phone number, zip code, please. I go, I'm buying a pair of goggles for swimming. They're $6.95 here. Well, sir, we need that. No, you don't. You got to pay me for that data. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it came in on the back of this chip and pin thing. It's all directed around self-service, where you put your pin code into the machine while you're buying something, so it eliminates the need for them to have checkout employees. So it came on the back of that, and it's only expanding, and eventually, as you said, it will be the implantable microchip where all this data is centrally housed.
Well, Paul, the good news is, you know, I've been boycotting HEB for years, but their food's just so much better and their prices are so much better than the Kroger subsidiary Randall's, where they interrogate you trying to tell you to take their spy card. So I said, okay, I'll just go to Slave Bee, because Slave Bee is closer and, you know, Slave Bee's got better stuff. And so I'm in Slave Bee, and I'm in there at like 1 o'clock, about midnight, buying food for a Father's Day brunch with my parents and others, my wife's parents coming over Sunday. And I literally, everybody must have done the same thing. The place is crawling at midnight, just totally jam-packed. And I'm going up to the counter with my eggs and stuff like that. And literally, it's just giant lines with two checkout lanes going, and they're trying to tell people, use the self-checkout. No, no. And I said, man, I need a camera. There was a revolt going on right there. No, no, no. And we want to deal with a human in exchange, and we know those machines are horrible.
Yeah, same kind of sentiment in Britain. I've heard from many people. The technology is at an earlier stage in this country, but people are opposed to it across the board. And then places like Tesco bring out RFID scanners that know when you pick the product up off the shelf.
But Andy Rooney says we all need a chip so we know who's safe. I mean, are all these people I saw at HEB refusing to use the self-checkout, they're going to let Al-Qaeda get us. It's their fault, Paul.
It's a possibility. But, I mean, in the case of Tesco, there was a massive boycott against that, and their profits are plummeting at the moment. So the people are being heard, and these corporations know that this is wildly unpopular. But they're trying to do it anyway because Walmart insisted on having the RFID in, and obviously these subsidiary supermarkets.
I will not go to Walmart. I go in there about twice a year and always get confronted. You know, it's like I'm a Baptist caught buying a liter of whiskey, and I come and what are you doing here? You say you don't come here. I'm like, well, it's, you know, 1 a.m. and I forgot to buy videotapes. I'm going on a, you know, shooting mission tomorrow, shoot some video. But I will not go in there. I just will not do it. And everybody else needs to stop it. I'm serious, Paul. Let's take a call here. Who's up next here? Kim in Texas. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, you guys. I just wanted y'all to let me know. You just made me realize I must be with Al-Qaeda since I just bought that side of grass-fed beef about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. You mean, what kind of, cows don't eat grass. The media said so. Well, you are with Al Qaeda. You need to, you're mentally ill. You need a new freedom checkup.
I better watch out.
Think of how extreme we've gotten. We're for cows eating grass. Well, we're on the edge now.
But actually, what I was calling was, Alex, I just wanted to tell you how glad I am, actually, that you expose all this ugly and evil stuff on a daily basis, because, you know, I'd much rather know what I'm fighting against than to get, you know, hit in the back of the head by something I don't see coming. So, you know, all those, you know, I don't know how any parent out there can fear for anything but for the future of their children, and that's just what it's all about.
Well, I think you shouldn't believe me, Kim. I think rotten beef fed cows are good, and just feed your children that. I mean, look, don't be an extremist like we are. Be trusting.
Yeah, I know. My mom's actually called me a hippie lately, and if you knew me, you would know how funny that was.
Well, no, see, and a hippie's a step away from Al-Qaeda.
I'm telling you.
Well, look, I mean, mercury's good. I mean, I'm sure your mother's heard the newscast. Does she think mercury's nutritious in the vaccines?
She probably does.
Anything else, Kim?
I wouldn't doubt it. No, I just want everybody to keep planting those seeds, because the tighter they squeeze, the more people will listen to you.
That's right. Are folks listening to you now?
They're listening to me now, except for the guy with the Love You W sign in his front yard. He won't listen to me.
I want to hear about him. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Mexican drug commandos expand ops in 6 U.S. states. Feds say violent elite paramilitary units establish narcotics routes north of the border. Yeah, they were trained by the U.S. government. They're still being trained. The ultra-violent U.S.-trained elite Mexican paramilitary commandos known as Zetas, responsible for hundreds of murders along the border this year, have expanded their enforcement efforts on behalf of drug cartels, U.S. controlled, by setting up trafficking routes in six U.S. states. And our government controls it. We have all the evidence, but people just can't get it. Hey, Kim, when you're talking to your dumbed-down neighbor, was Bush conservative for open borders, gun control, abortion funding, signing on to UNESCO? That's how you deprogram him. He thinks he's real trendy and rebellious because he's going with Bush. He thinks the choice is the Democrats. Have you explained that to him?
I can't get that far with him. I mean, but I could keep trying.
What does he just go?
He won't even wait.
Love you, W.
Well, he's got the sign in his yard, and it's L-U-V-Y-A. Love ya, and then D-U-B-Y-A.
Well, I bet Bush might like him, too. Better watch it, Bush and Gannon. The guy may not know how much Bush loves him.
Yeah, I mean, he won't even wave at me anymore. He doesn't like me anymore, so that's
well,
okay.
I mean, it'd be Al-Qaeda.
I know. Got that grass-fed beef, I'm telling you.
Imagine feeding grass to cows. Thanks for the call.
All
these
right.
People are radical, folks. Really dangerous. Feeding grass to cows. Can you imagine? Paul, that's pretty radical, isn't it?
It's pretty Al-Qaeda-ish.
Al-Qaeda-ish. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Michigan. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And I just want to thank you very much for lighting a fire under me as of late. Because is it okay if I do this right now and promote a website?
Yeah, sir. We don't have a lot of time. Just go ahead.
What? Okay. Well, anyways, if there's any teenagers listening to Alex Jones right now, I encourage you to come visit my website, teensforfreedom.blogsome.com. That's teensforfreedom.blogsome.com. Blogsome is spelled B-L-O-G-S-O-M-E.
Okay, hey, you're allowed to plug, but not 14 times in a row. What else is on your mind?
Well, I'm just, you know, that's basically my website, you know. It's basically aimed for teens, you know. And,
I do know. Hey, listen, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Nathaniel in Texas, last caller. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I'm the guy that volunteered my services, and I'm recovering from surgery. Maybe you remember me from the draft house.
Oh, you showed up at the movie theater. Yeah,
yeah, sorry. I stood up to applaud you. It was fantastic.
We're going to have the final showing.
Some hard-headed John Wayne clone that passes for a father of mine. You know, he must be with Al-Qaeda. We've been raising grass-fed beef for years, you know.
Feeding grass to cows is a sheer sign of Al-Qaeda.
I made a bet with him that I'd shut up for 2.5 hours if he'd watch the video, and I nearly broke my hand on a coffee table to convince him. But he watched it.
What did your dad think after he saw it?
Well, some people have skulls made out of adamantium. That's what Wolverine's claws are made out of from the X-Guy comic book movies and whatnot.
So he wouldn't wake up?
No, he said it. He said it was, you know, there might have been some truth in it, but, you know, he's in denial. But it took me 5 years to wake up. I had a friend pushing me, you know, say, hey, listen to Alex. But
well, let's get a comment from Paul. Paul?
Well, I mean, the dumbbells don't worry me so much. It's the more enlightened people who try to rationalize it that worry me. I mean, I had a conversation with somebody about, you know, the drug trade in Colombia, and his rationalization was that, yeah, that's going on, but if the government wasn't involved in the drug trade, the economy would collapse.
But we still got to put people's kids in prison.
Yeah, which is like saying a drug addict who got off heroin would feel ill for a while. I mean, we got to go cold turkey on it.
All right, thanks.
With 9/11.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for coming on. We're out of time, Paul. Great show. People should go to prisonplanet.tv, 50 cents a day, all the videos, all the materials. And I'll be last showing of martial law next Monday at the Draft House, 8 o'clock, South Lamar. Paul, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, tickets are going fast for that. Final showing next Monday. Final showing next Monday. Say it again. Final showing next Monday. Get out there and stand up for freedom. Stand up against the New World Order. Defend liberty. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.